This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. 24 and a half more minutes of edumacation coming your way here on Trivia Friday, also known as
Learning University.
Dan, did you participate in that, or did I just miss that?
I did.
You did.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it one more time, because you usually have such vigor and enthusiasm.
That's right.
Also known as
Learning University.
You usually do your Pinocchio.
How about that?
Use your Pinocchio voice. Tim, Ed, and JJ, we go back to the phones with our trivia.
Yes, we do. We go back to Texas.
Uh-huh.
And Scott is on the line. Scott, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Howdy, Scott.
How are you doing? I'm from Kansas, but I'm in Texas visiting the grandkids and the kids.
Awesome, man. What part of Kansas you hail from?
I'm from Marion, Kansas, 60 miles northeast of Wichita.
Northeast?
Yes.
Toward the Flint Hills?
That's right. Yep.
That's pretty country.
Yep. Yeah. You asked my wife last time if you said Rand McNally something about the Flint Hills.
He called something.
I don't know.
Yeah. JJ. Anyway. JJ's traveled all over.
Yeah. I love Kansas. I was just in Salina a couple of months ago.
JJ has a timeshare right by the truck stop up there. And
hey, Hayes, Kansas, the senator made me an honorary citizen. So I've got dual citizenship real. I've got a citizenship to Kansas.
Yep. Yeah. Wow.
So just a matter of saying all that, say this. Vote for me, folks. Please, if you want to write me in on the ballot, that's okay with me.
All right, brother. Scott, ask, answer, or both?
I want to do both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
I want to answer the station wagon question.
Here we go.
Of course, I asked the original question, what popular car replaced the minivans? And the answer was correctly answered, station wagons. Follow up, and for an AFR trucker's hat, which is a beautiful new hat we have available here, we're going to send it to Scott if he can get this question correct. What was the best-selling station wagon of the 1970s?
I believe it was the Country Squire.
Ford
Country Squire.
Yeah, how'd you know that,
nice
Scott?
Done.
Because I'm just so smart.
Oh, and humble.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking there was a Town and Country station wagon, too, but I think it's the Country Squire.
You know, I think you're right.
There is a Town and Country. I don't know who made it.
Was it Town and Country? Was that a station wagon, or was that a...
I think it was a buffet place where we ate. Let's go to the Town and Country and just eat all you can.
Bed and breakfast.
That was in Salina, wasn't it, JJ?
I think you're right.
It was.
Well, that's actually in Florence, Kansas. It's up on where 50 and 77 meet.
Town and Country buffet?
Town and Country cafe,
Wow.
Hey, well, listen, you know, who's your bride there cheering you on? She just sounds so much.
That's Yvonne, and you gave her a mug just for being bubbly.
Well, it's still happening. She's still bubbly.
She's very positive influence on you.
Now, when you said, Scott, that you answered it because you're smart, what does your wife say? Do your wife agree with that?
Oh, she knows I'm smart. She knows I'm smart because I picked her.
Okay.
She definitely didn't pick me. I picked her.
So the correct answer was the Ford Country Squire. And so stay on the line when we finish with this call. We'll get your address and get this in the mail to you, okay?
Okay.
So I
have a question for you.
All right, go.
Okay. What is the highest and the lowest points in the continental United States?
Okay, well, I know my lowest point was probably when I was about 18. I failed to get into Harvard.
And three girls said no.
Yeah.
That happened more frequently.
I'm going to say, boys, point. Death Valley, the lowest point.
Hold on, Scott. Let us – don't respond until we get this right. You're right, JJ.
Yeah, Death Valley. And is the lowest point. And then
Continental.
So highest point, are we talking about the Continental Divide up there, or would it be Washington?
Mount McKinley or whatever they call it now, Senegal?
Tell me when I can
jump in there.
Okay, go ahead.
I'd like to share my heart.
Go ahead.
Can I share my heart, Ed?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We live for this.
If you say no and I can't share my heart, it's going to break my heart.
That's you have a human right, sir, okay, according to the United Nations, to share your heart.
I'm going to share my heart. Okay. I think Mount McKinley, isn't that in Alaska?
Oh, continental.
Yeah, continental.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, there's a big difference between continental and the lower 48. Okay, so I'm thinking Mount Rainier.
In Washington
State.
Which one had the volcano? Because it took about
Mount Helens.
Mount St. Helens. She was a saint.
I could be wrong.
It could be in Colorado or Wyoming.
Well, I think you guys are right about Death Valley.
Death Valley's right.
Death Valley, and then I'm gonna go with the Continental Divide, Colorado.
The
tallest point there, right where the sign is.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Scott. What is it?
Well, I'm gonna give you a little hint before I give the answer. They're within 100 miles of each other. And the tallest point in the United States is Mount Whitney. And they're both in California. One of them is 284 feet below sea level. And then Mount Whitney is, I think, 14,000 something.
Is Mount Whitney like in the Sierras or something?
It's the Sierra Nevadas. They're both in California.
Well, so if you go from Death Valley north to the Sierra, you're just going to drive straight uphill the whole time.
And here's the deal. They didn't have no Rand McNally when them settlers took off and started going over at mountain in the wagon, and they run out of food and they got cold and their diet took a real drastic turn.
If they'd have had a Rand McNally, nobody else would have gone.
That's true.
Right. Ed West.
You want to look at this map they laid out for us?
14,000 feet.
You're talking a wagon?
Hey, whatever happened to those Donners?
Right. How about the
we never hear back
from
them.
How about the first guys, the first trailblazers that, you know, they're going across the plains of Missouri and Kansas, and they're just rocking.
We got along, this made.
And all of a sudden...
Not
all of a sudden into the distance they're seeing. You know, I don't know. Are my eyes playing tricks on me? Are those some massive mountains ahead of us?
Clouds?
Oh, they don't look so bad when they're 100 miles away. Right. They didn't look
and
so
thus
bad.
The town of Denver was created.
Yes.
Because they decided we ain't going. We're stopping right here.
I just don't have it in my heart to go up over that mountain.
We're stopping
Angel.
Right here. And we're calling it Denver.
Hey,
somebody else can go to California.
Thank you both for listening.
Yeah. Stay on the line though, Scott.
Hang on.
Cindy Roberts will get your information.
Now he gets the very first AFR hat with whoever is recording the annals of Trivia Friday.
Annals,
that too. Annals of Trivia Friday. History.
Just wanted to make that clear to our listeners.
We need to repeat our question for the last time today.
Maybe for the last time ever. All right. I still have three remaining. In the American West, the Indian tribe called the Anasazi were also known as what? Second question. Gorillas can actually catch colds from humans. Is that true or false? We don't care, do we, folks? Third question. In World War II, where did the government store the original documents of the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights? All right, JJ.
Classic.
You're up. Please be careful.
Classic children's book begins with the line, in the great green room, there was a telephone and a red balloon. Name the book. Second question, what major event in history started on October the 29th, 1929, and is often referred to as Black Tuesday?
All right, Jim, back to you.
Let's see. We got the Ford Squire right? We got that right?
Yeah, we got that right.
Okay, the last question I have is the shoreline question.
Want me to read it?
Which is, okay, Alaska has more shoreline than any other state
in
America.
Absolutely.
So I want to know, for an AFR
cap,
I want to know the name. I want to know the three states that have the most shoreline in the U.S. after Alaska. So take a shot at it, right?
Right.
Okay.
Absolutely. All right, we go to Kentucky, and Joseph is on the line. Joseph, welcome to Trivia Friday.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing pretty well.
That's great. I'd like to ask and answer.
Okay.
From where you live in Kentucky?
I live in Cuba, Kentucky, just south of Mayfield. You guys actually, and I was blessed to be on the show about the beginning of the year.
Oh, yeah. Wow, all right.
Have you ever been to Havana?
I have not. Okay. Definitely don't want to go right now.
Got some old station wagons there.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do.
So, Joseph, where were we? Q&A?
Yeah, ask, answer, or both, Joseph?
Both, please.
Which one you want to answer?
The World War II question.
Okay, here you go, Joseph. In World War II, where did the government store the original documents of the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights?
I believe it was Fort Knox.
Fort Knox, in Kentucky.
Fort Knox, Kentucky.
Yep. That's what we're talking about. Kentucky boy on the line. I was born and raised
loving
in Kentucky,
it.
Right over there by Edtown is where Fort Knox is, Radcliffe.
Where's Cuba, Kentucky?
So, Graves County.
Near Mayfield.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Over not too
yep,
far
right where
from
the tornado came through.
Not too
yes.
far from Paducah.
Yeah, the tornado correct. Came through. Has that been 2 years now?
Yep, 2 years.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, that was a national story because it just devastated the town. Yep. Was that an F3, F4, F5, that tornado?
So it was a 3 until it got right into town and it became a 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
8 Days of Hope, one of the many that went there to help serve. And they are like Steve Tauber says, just trying to be the hands and feet of Jesus. If you don't know anything about 8 Days of Hope, if you're looking for a way to give back, to volunteer, check out 8daysofhope.com. Whole lot of people went there to help. How are you doing? Give us an update, a praise report of how the community's doing now 2 years later.
So we're actually doing really good. The mayor has the fire department, which is getting rebuilt this year. The police station is also getting rebuilt. Both look really nice, and the community's still coming together to rebuild.
Amen.
Good.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, Joseph, what do you got for us? Give us your question.
So I'm going to give this credit to my wife because she's a redhead. What is just as unique and accurate as your fingerprint on your body?
What is just unique and accurate?
Just as unique.
And accurate as your fingerprint. Yeah. Fingerprint's individual. So
mm-hmm. I've heard tongue print, but that may be crazy.
I'm just gonna say I think the iris, something to do with your eye. Maybe your tongue print. Hey, we're just talking amongst ourselves,
yeah.
Joseph, so don't say yes
I might
or no.
be thinking about pets, like veterinarian, but I'm gonna go with tongue print. You say eye.
Can I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Share your heart.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Yeah. So I'm going to say placement of freckles.
Oh, well, I'll bet that's probably true.
Freckles and snowflakes, there are only so many sides on a freckle. I remember that.
Do you remember that science class?
No. Oh. I'm just talking crazy.
All right. What's the answer, Joseph?
All right. So it's actually in forensics, it would be your ear.
Your ear?
Your ear.
What about your ear?
So it's just as unique as your fingerprint. My wife was a forensic chemist, and she happened to tell me that. And I didn't believe her until I looked it up, but it sure enough is.
All right, look it up.
You're saying the shape of your ear or your earlobe? Okay.
She could give you the details. She's the smart one.
Okay. I never heard that. I never knew that. That's interesting.
That's very interesting.
Shape of your ear.
Learning University.
When would that ever come into practice?
Natural disasters and 9/11, they use those to identify people.
Really? Like a fingerprint mm-hmm. or a DNA or something like
how,
that?
How do they have it start with a database?
That's what I'm thinking. How'd you know what the person's ear looked like to begin with?
Yeah.
I had a picture taken of mine when I was 12.
Well,
did y'all not have that in the mall? The smallpox?
I believe Ed said it was the DNA. You could get more details on it online or my wife. Yeah. Like I said, right. She's a smart one. I give her credit for that question.
He said his wife 4 times.
I just got to say
you credit her and you deferred to her.
Deflected.
No, that's not. That's points, brothers. That's important points.
That's good stuff, Joseph. Know.
Yeah, that is good stuff. Yeah. So, guys, I went to a speaking event, and a guy came up to me, and he said, "Nice to meet a fellow wrestler." And I thought, I still got it. I still, and I said, "How'd you know I was a wrestler?" And I thought he was going to say, "Man, you know."
Yeah.
He said, Those cauliflower ears. Oh. I said, that's not really what I wanted to hear.
Yeah, boxers too. They
cauliflower.
That's what he called them.
All crumbled up from.
All right. Thank you, Joseph. You're listening to Trivia Friday. We got about 11 more minutes. Who's up next, Ed?
We go to Kansas, and Susan is on the line. Susan, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. I'm happy to be on today.
Thank you, Susan. Where do you live in Kansas?
I'm pretty far west, about 80 miles west of Beloit, where I've heard JJ speak before.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wow.
Beloit. Great. Wonderful.
How far is that from Hayes?
60 miles out of Hayes.
Okay. Are you on the interstate there? 70?
Oh, no. We're out in the country.
Okay. In the boondocks.
Yes.
When I was at Beloit, I said, well, what's famous? What can I go see? Tourist attraction. I think it was Beloit. They said the largest ball of yarn is just right down the road here.
Is that right, Susan?
It's twine.
Twine.
It's twine. Twine.
Largest
yeah.
ball of twine. And I just, you have a lot of regrets in life.
Yeah.
That's one I just kick myself and I think, why did I not go down there?
You didn't go to the twine?
No, the largest ball of twine.
Well, that's one of those things where I just go, my first reaction is why?
Well,
why would someone try to create?
Have you ever been there for New Year's Eve?
No, I honestly have to say no. Well,
when the ball of twine drops.
That's the big day.
Hey, ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to try both.
Which one you want to answer?
I'd like to try the children's book, the first line of the children's book.
Yes, here's the question. What classic children's book begins with the line, in the great green room, there was a telephone and a red balloon?
Would that be Good Night, Moon?
Oh!
Hey!
Wait a second.
Yes, ma'am. One of the most classic children's books out there. And you know what that cowbell means?
Yes, I do.
Beloved cowbell.
Beloved cowbell. You just won yourself not a travel mug, but you won yourself a really nice first-time issued AFR cap. It's really nice.
That's wonderful.
You're going to love this.
What you said, what's the name of the book, Susan?
Good Night, Moon. And I have to give credit to my grandson. He and I have been listening to Trivia Friday since he was 8 years old. And he's staying with me this weekend, and he's 10 and a half. He's not 11 yet. So he gave me the answer, and I'm sharing it for him.
Wonderful.
Wow. That is awesome. Wow. Awesome.
A lot of parents read that book to their children many, many times. Now, they haven't read that book as many times as we parents watched the movie Frozen, but they read it night after night after night.
The second line in the book Good Night, Moon was Let It Go.
Let it go.
That's the next line.
Well, what a wonderful book then.
Yeah.
Please, Susan, stay on the line so we can get your address and send that. And you might want to just give that cap to your grandson. That would be apropos. What's your question for us?
Okay, so this is also from Elijah, and he said, "What game has the slogan 'The game that ties you up in knots'?"
Twister.
Twister.
That's correct. Yes.
Wow.
Yay for us.
Yeah.
Way to go, JJ.
So how does Elijah know? Does he play Twister?
Yes, he has played it. Uh huh.
Okay.
It's come back.
It really has.
Pet rocks. Mood rings.
The
Twister.
Me Too movement about killed it though.
The what?
Susan, thanks for calling.
Susan, we're going to put you on hold. Stick around, and Cindy Roberts will come on, get your information, and we'll get this AFR hat to you. What?
All right, nothing. Who's next? Go ahead.
Okay.
Go on.
We go to Oklahoma, and Andrew is on the line. Andrew is 11 years old. Andrew, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Yes, hello.
Hey, Brother Andrew. Thanks for calling. Where do you live in Oklahoma?
In Harmon, Oklahoma. It's about 45 minutes out of Woodward.
Wow, okay.
Okay, so where's Woodward? If I'm looking at Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Norman, where?
Enid.
Enid. Okay. I know where Enid is, yeah.
Hey, Andrew, what's your favorite subject in school?
Probably history.
Oh, all right. Good. All right. Well, you want to ask, answer, or do both, Andrew?
Both.
All right. Which question do you want to try to answer?
The coastline one.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, here we go.
Tim, your coastline question.
Yeah. So the coastline question is, and this is for a hat.
Oh, wow. Now, Alaska is the biggest
Alaska has more shoreline than any other state in America. But after that, the three states that have the most shoreline are what, Andrew?
California, Florida, and Texas.
You got California. I'm going to give you two-thirds of a hat, okay?
You're not going to have Bill. Actually, it'll look like a beanie if you get your little propeller and put on top. You'll have a throwback to the 1950s or something.
All right, listen. We're about out of time, so I'm going to go on with this for a minute.
Yeah. Okay. What are the three?
So Andrew answers the question. Florida is number two behind Alaska with miles of shoreline.
Okay.
And he said, you said what? California?
Huh? Yeah.
California is third. So you are correct. You got number two and number three. Then you said Texas, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Texas is number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So there's another. I'm gonna give you one more shot. Texas is incorrect. Texas is number six.
Hey, I'm gonna try to be a lifeline for him. I'm guessing Great Lakes. Don't think the outside. Yeah, maybe Great Lakes.
Michigan.
Well, you're easily influenced, aren't you? Andrew, you got to think for yourself, brother, in life. You know what I'm saying? As you go forward.
Don't let the crowd sway you.
I'm kidding with you, brother. I'm kidding with you, Andrew. Andrew, I'm going to give you the hat, bro, because you're a good sport. But the answer is Hawaii.
Hawaii?
Oh, wait. I thought we said continental U.S. Maybe I
that was a different question.
Thought that. Yeah.
Hawaii. So Alaska 1, Florida 2, California 3, and then Hawaii.
What's after that?
And then we said, you know, the state between Texas.
Is Virginia?
No, it's Louisiana.
Louisiana?
I didn't make it up, Ed. Okay. I'm just reading from the statistics here.
All right, we're down to 2 minutes, Andrew.
It doesn't sound like we need to let him ask
us his question, and then we need to give Cindy enough time to get his information. Andrew, we're right up against the clock. What's your question?
How many Narnia books are there?
Narnia.
Seven.
Books.
I think you're millions, but anyway, it's just me.
You got to give us the answer. I think there's seven, Andrew.
Yeah, seven.
Nice. I like Jim's answer.
I just got what you
talk about a rarity.
Yep. Stay on the line.
Stay on the line, Andrew. We'll get your information.
Oh, my goodness.
You meant printed in print. Oh, all right, we gotta go. In the American West, the Indian tribe called the Anasazi were also known as what? You guys know?
I'd say Navajos, maybe?
Pueblo. And then it is true gorillas can actually catch colds from humans.
Huh.
It's called Black Tuesday, October the 29th.
The Great Depression?
Stock market crash.
Oh, okay.
Black Tuesday. And that led to the Great Depression, right?
Yes, and it was the day the stock market crashed.
And then the day the music died.
And the day
came along.
Drove to the Chevy to the levee out there. Yes, on October 19th.
The levees are dry.
Hey, right. What's your questions?
Mine are all answered.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, listen, folks, thanks for listening to Trivia Friday. Hey, if you want to go back and listen to previous Trivia Fridays, we got a whole bunch of them on our podcast. Just go to AFR.net, click on podcast, and then you'll see the Trivia Friday banner and you can listen to previous, if you missed one of our Trivia Friday shows, you can go back and listen to it. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you on Monday.